Two stories about animals.
动物故事两则。狐狸和乌鸦。有一次，一只狐狸看到一只乌鸦嘴里叼着一块乳酪，飞落在一个树枝上。
That's for me, because as I'm a fox.
狐狸说着，走到树脚下。狐狸喊道
"G'day, Mistress Crow. How well you are looking today. How you're glossy your feathers, how bright your eyes. I feel sure your voice must surpass that of other birds, just as your figure does. Let me hear but one song from you, that I may greet you as the queen of birds."
乌鸦骄傲地仰起了头，准备放声歌唱。但当它一张开嘴，那块乳酪就掉到了地上，马上就被狐狸叼走了。狐狸说
That was all I wanted. In exchange for your cheese, I will give you a piece of advice for the future. Do not trust flatterers.
蚂蚁和蚱蜢。夏日的一天，一只蚱蜢正在一块庄稼地上蹦来跳去，无忧无虑地唱着歌。这时，一只蚂蚁从它身边爬过，蚂蚁正十分费劲地拖着一个玉米棒子，它是要把玉米棒子拖回到蚂蚁巢里面去。蚱蜢说
Why not come and chat with me instead of toiling and moiling in that way?
听到蚱蜢和他说话，蚂蚁就停下来，擦了擦满头的大汗说
I'm helping to lay up food for the winter and recommend you do the same.
蚱蜢慢条斯理地回答
Why bother about the winter? We have got plenty of food at present.
蚂蚁没有听他的，而是继续辛苦地拖着粮食往回赶。冬天来了，蚱蜢没有粮食，都快要饿死了。这时，蚱蜢看到蚂蚁们正分发他们在夏天时收集并储存起来的玉米和谷物，蚱蜢明白了，什么事都要提早做好准备，将来才有好的结果。小朋友们，听完这两则故事，你是不是觉得乌鸦和蚱蜢都很笨呢？乌鸦相信别人的花言巧语，结果把自己的食物给弄丢了。蚱蜢因为只顾眼前，不考虑将来，结果受到了惩罚。所以啊，我们不可以学乌鸦和蚱蜢哦。当然，我们也不能学习狐狸，因为它用花言巧语骗到了乌鸦的食物。我们要做诚实的孩子，我们要学习小蚂蚁，不能安于享受现在的舒适生活，我们要好好学习，为将来的好生活做好规划。小朋友们，又到了我们学习知识点的时间了。今天我们要学习的知识点是一个词组
Do the same as，
意思是跟着某人一起做。例如
Math，
在看书。
Iris
也跟着一起看书。我们用
Do the same as
表达
Math is reading book. Iris does the same as math.
又或者老师让
Jimmy
和他一起在黑板上写字，我们就可以说
The teacher asks Jimmy to do the same as her.
小朋友，你学会了吗？我们下次再见哦。
Bye bye.